大家好，又到呢个人生哲学嘅时间啦。我系潘敬泰，香港人民学会嘅副会长，同埋人生哲学嘅讲者。咁如果大家记得嘅话咧，上个礼拜咧我就开始咧就介绍一个非常之独特嘅欧洲嘅思想家，就叫做弗洛伊德。咁我咧就讲过佢少少嗰啲生平啦。就佢个学派啦，同埋一个好粗略咁样介绍咗佢一啲比较多人知道嘅心理学啊，关于人性入边个人性嘅心理系点样某啲嘅心理学心理分析啊，较为严格嚟讲，心理分析嘅嘅理论。咁我咧亦都答应咗今个礼拜咧就开始咧就同大家咧就分享一下呢个弗洛伊德佢对于呢个人性非常有洞悉力某啲嘅论述。咁所以今个礼拜咧我就开始咧就正式就将佢啲论述咧就同大家去分享啦。咁第一樣嘢呢，就大家都即係如果記得嘅話呢，就弗洛伊德呢佢覺得我哋個人呢，即係除咗我哋嗰個日常生活有知覺咁樣去思考感覺到自己有啲咩情緒，同埋自己有啲咩態度自己應該就住人生生活入面所俾我哋嘅各種問題，我哋用啲咩方法去解決之外呢，我哋仲有一個仲有一個非常之重要嘅地方呢，就係佢所講嗰啲我哋有個 unconscious。 咁當然啦，就係佢喺唔同階段嗰度呢，佢關於呢個 unconscious， 咁呢就佢有唔同嘅講法嘅。最先呢，佢覺得就一個人呢就有一種佢透過呢、這個分析嗰啲病人，咁發現咦，我如果用一啲正常嗰、那個人呢喺知覺範圍入面知道嘅嘢，就冇辦法解釋咗某一啲佢表面上睇上嚟呢非常之怪異同埋不尋常嘅行為。咁佢呢就因此呢就由此而推斷呢，梗係會有啲嘢呢係唔係喺呢個人個知覺範圍之內，但係呢又會影響到嗰、那個人嗰、那個、實際個思想啊、行為啊、情緒啊同埋嗰個行動嘅。咁所以佢呢就講，佢就有一個好出名嘅個講法叫做，佢就咁樣講啦。佢話 ：Like the physical, the psychical is not necessarily in reality what it appears to us to be。佢話正如咧，我哋對呢個物理世界嗰、那個睇觀察物理世界現象一樣，那個 psychical 即係我哋個心理嘅現象咧，佢話亦都 not necessarily in reality， 佢實際上就唔係事必，就好似 what it appears to us to be， 就唔係好似我哋表面上睇咁樣㗎喎。即係換句話嚟講呢，除咗我哋表面睇到，即係我哋透過我哋個知覺睇到嘅嘢之外呢，我可能會仲會有啲嘢呢係唔係喺我哋知覺範圍之內嘅，而呢啲係我哋睇唔到嘅。咁佢話呢種咁嘅情況咧，並唔係淨係喺呢個人嗰個心理嗰度出，並唔喺個物理界嗰度出現，亦都喺我哋個心理咧嗰方面咧一樣咧會出現嘅。咁佢認為嗰、那個人嗰、那個如果咧有個人，有啲咁嘅 unconscious， 即係我哋唔知道嘅。咁咧就可能咧嗰啲嘢咧，就佢又再細分， 就分为有啲我哋真係唔知道嘅，完全唔知道嘅，嗰啲就叫 unconscious。但係呢有啲呢佢就叫做 preconscious。即係 preconscious 呢就係一啲我哋喺呢個好接近我哋嗰、那個我哋嗰、那個知覺喺、下面少少將近能夠知道嗰啲呢佢就叫 preconscious， 即係喺呢個知道同未同埋完全唔知道嗰度中間呢有一層呢佢叫 preconscious。咁呢就至於我哋喺個人嘅心理入面最深層嗰度係由於呢即係佢講嗰個 repression， 由於我哋嗰、那個嗰個 super ego 個關係令到我哋呢唔想知道嘅，俾人有啲某啲嘅經驗某啲嘅情緒通常呢都係呢啲喺現在現實社會嗰度不容許或者認為一啲唔好嘅嘢、衰嘅嘢令人羞恥嘅嘢，咁嗰啲呢我哋呢就會壓低咗壓到個心理嘅最底層嗰度，咁透過呢個佢所謂嗰啲咁嘅 defense mechanism 其中一個嗰啲咁嘅自衛反應咁就將佢呢即係因為如果嗰啲呢啲咁嘅思想情緒我哋令到佢毫無表留咁樣去表現咗出嚟呢，咁可能呢會遭到即係個社會呢啲人呢就有啲好嚴厲嘅批評，甚至呢就會懲罰我哋嘅。咁呢啲呢壓到好深層嗰啲呢佢就叫做 unconscious。咁所以呢我哋如果想了解自己呢我哋知道呢就嗰個人呢就有幾層嘅。第一就係我哋平常日常生活嗰度，即係我哋有知覺嗰部分。第二一啲呢就將近知道，就嗰啲 preconscious。咁呢就最底嗰啲呢去最深層嗰啲，因為透過呢、這個repression 令到我哋呢就唔可以知道嘅，即係喺正常嘅情況之下唔應該知道或者唔想知道嘅，咁嗰啲呢就叫 unconscious。 咁但係當然啦，咁佢點樣知道有啲 unconscious 呢？咁佢就我上次都有講啦，佢透過幾種嘅方法呢分析嘅人即係嗰啲 slip of the tongue 即係嗰啲唔覺意漏口講咗出嚟嗰啲說話嗰啲表情嗰、那個語調嗰啲聲調，又或者呢透過分析人嗰、那個所發嗰啲夢咁呢，但係呢就如果從嗰個心理分析嘅角度嗰度睇呢，就當一個病人呢去呢個心理分析家嗰度，佢叫佢處一個非常之relax 好鬆弛嘅狀態，咁呢透過呢、這個一個好有耐性同埋表面上睇上嚟或者甚至係真正嘅就係、對嗰、那個病人呢有一種愛心，有一種關懷嘅情況之下呢，令到嗰個病人呢就能夠比較自然放鬆嘅情況之下，咁透過佢嗰啲咁樣嘅free association 即係你而家諗緊乜嘢咁佢你對譬如發夢有發夢見到個山見到個海見到某一種動物某一種物件咁佢就會問佢咁你唔好經過你個心思熟慮，咁我當我一講呢個字之後呢，咁你會諗到乜嘢咁樣，咁你就你呢就第一樣嘢喺你度出現嗰個形象呢你講返出嚟啦，即係咁。咁呢就透過呢啲咁講返出嚟嗰啲嘢，咁就透過嗰啲分析咁然後呢就知道原來呢樣嘢呢對嗰個人嗰、那個 那個人的生活入面他有某些的困擾，那裡跟他的關係是什麼，通常就是跟另外一個人、就是、有關的，當然是一些或者喜歡的人或者他不喜歡的人、就是這樣。透過這些方式呢，我們呢就會知道了、一個人呢最深層、最關注，就是覺得或者覺得對那樣東西呢、有某一種 anxiety， 有一種就焦慮、關於、那件事、或者那個人或者某一種的關係，咁咧就知道咗咧，即係有呢個 unconscious 嘅存在。咁佢咧就如呢個 unconscious 咧，佢亦都有啲另外啲論述嘅，個講法就係咁樣。佢話 ：The unconscious is the largest circle, which includes within itself the smaller circle of the conscious。佢話呢個 unconscious 係乜嘢咧？佢係一個好似用個當然咧一個比例啦，一個比喻啦。一个大的圆圈入面呢，那里呢 includes within itself the smaller circle， 有一个细一点的 circle， 有细一点的圆圈，细一点那就包了什么呢，就是那个 unconscious， 不是包了就是 conscious， 就是我们有知觉的部分。 Everything conscious has its preliminary step in the unconscious， 它说我们所有我们在我们知觉出现那些东西呢，原本呢都是在那个 unconscious 那里，在那个 unconscious 那里，即是我们没知觉、那个心、我们的那个、心理、个部分那里的。Whereas, the unconscious may stop with this step and still claim full value as psychic activity. 而那个 unconscious 呢，即是我们不知道那部分呢，may stop with this step， 咁咧就會喺嗰度咧就停咗喺度。但係雖然停咗喺度，即係話咧，並唔喺個 unconscious 嗰度走咗出嚟 ，and still claim full value as psychic、as full value as psychic activity。咁但係佢唔走出嚟，佢仍然咧就嗰、那個有充分嘅價值。在我们心理的活动那里呢，仍然呢有、充分的价值的，换句话来讲发生作用。那么就这个弗洛伊德呢，就是他就很受、当时、就那个、19世纪、就是两个大 的科学的发现、第一、就是影响的，第一呢就是那个、达尔文那里。达尔文呢他认为人呢就是和我们的动物呢就好多嘢係相似嘅，人呢只係一啲比較複雜啲嘅動物㗎啫，就係、是、咁多啦。並唔係一個好似啲聖經即係嗰啲一般人當時嘅諗法啦，咁人呢就有個靈魂啦，咁就好特別嘅，即係同嗰個身體無關嘅，佢並唔係咁樣覺得。個第二呢，佢就受就當時呢就佢喺維也納大學嗰度讀書嗰陣，就有一個 professor叫 Brook， 好出名嘅，系一个 physicist 嚟嘅，系一个嗰啲咁嘅物理学家嚟。咁而呢个 Brook 咧，佢写咗啲文咧，佢觉得佢话呢个成个世界咧，都系一个 energy 嘅系统嚟，系一个一啲能量嘅系统嚟。咁而大家都知道咧，能量咧系不灭嘅，即系根据嗰个科学嘅理论啊，嗰啲能量咧就唔會消失嘅。如果咧就喺呢個物理界嗰度某一個範疇佢出現，但係咧突然間咧喺嗰度消失咗，並唔係真正嘅消失，佢只係咧佢個形態咧就轉變咗，即係只係咁樣嘅啫。例如咧，即係有啲嗰、那個 electricity 啊，嗰啲咁電能咧，可能咧，如果係經過好強力嘅摩擦，會變咗光嘅。咁嗰啲電嘅能量咧，就變咗光嘅能量。咁所以呢個咧就可以我哋咧就發明咗有啲燈，就咁樣啦。咁我哋現在又有嗰啲咁嘅嗰個 钢管啦，咁样就系嗰啲某一种气体，佢啲电子互相发生摩擦，经过用某一种嘅频段，不断摩擦吓，磨下咁咧就会出现咗啲光咁，一样嘅。咁佢谂住咧，嗰个人嗰个身体，我哋食咗好多嘢，咁有好多啲能量，咁啲能量咧要转化。咁咧即系我哋个人咧，都系个身体咧，都系一个能源嘅系统嚟，一个能量嘅系统嚟，只系我哋食咗啲嘢消化咗，咁就变做身体可以利用嘅能量，就系咁样。咁同样咧，佢觉得咧，既然咧，佢觉得有一部分啲嘢咧，我哋睇得到，有一部分睇唔到。咁咧就那个原则咧都系一样嘅。我哋即系有知觉嘅部分但亦都有啲冇知觉嘅部分。咁但系咧就有知觉啲部分，有时咧就因为那个 super ego。那个关系同埋人个 repression， 那个 mechanism， 那个 defense mechanism 嘅关系咧，就拱低咗下边。但拱低咗下边唔系等于嗰啲能量消失咗，佢继续喺嗰度。咁喺适当嘅时间咧，佢又会拱翻出嚟。咁啊发生咗一啲我哋表面上咦？如果纯粹睇翻我哋嗰个有知觉嗰部分咧。我哋完全冇法解释嘅，咁正如咧呢、這个宇宙之间，即系现在啲科学家都话俾你听啦，我哋见到嗰个 universe 咧，就只系个 universe 嘅一部分，个能量嘅一部分啫，有好多 dark energy 嘅。如果我哋即系唔假设咧有啲 dark energy 咧，就根本咧我哋就解释唔到点解我哋观察到嗰啲星嗰啲运行嗰啲轨迹。个宇宙好多嘢嗰啲即系宇宙嗰啲太空嗰啲星球佢个运行嗰个轨迹啦，如果我哋唔假设咧，即系有啲dark energy， 佢所谓我哋唔明白佢点样 function 嘅，我哋唔明白佢点样运作，但我哋知道咧，如果我哋唔作呢个假设咧，就冇办法解释咗现在见得到。嗰啲星球嘅运行嘅轨迹咁一样，咁同样咧，就呢、這个弗洛伊德咧都觉得咧，我哋嗰个人嗰个思想嘅运作情感嘅运作都系一样嘅，都系有透过一啲呢个能量，不断转化，有时咧我哋睇得到，我哋知道，有时咧就喺个 unconscious 嗰度，我哋睇唔到。咁但係睇唔到唔等于佢唔存在喎，唔等于呢就佢并冇发生作用，所以佢就话佢係 may stop with this step and still claim full value as a psychic activity。 咁可能呢就佢未曾去到嗰个 conscious 个 level 嗰度，但係呢虽然个命去到嗰度喎，但唔等同呢即係佢唔会发生即係嗰个作用，咁佢话佢讲话 claim full value， 咁佢仍然呢100%咁样去发生作用噶。咁佢 properly speaking， the unconscious is the real psychic。佢话严格嚟讲咧，啊正式嚟讲咧，那个我哋嗰个unconscious， 我哋嗰个冇知觉个部分咧，我哋个潜意识咧就系个 real psychic， 呢个先系真真正正那个我哋嗰个心理活动嘅能力嘅部分。Its inner nature is just as unknown to us as the reality of the external world。 咁呢就但係呢佢嗰个实际嗰个性质係点呢，就好似我哋见到嗰个现实嘅世界咁一样，好多时呢我哋外面嘅世界一样，好多嘢我哋运作点解呢，我哋係唔知㗎，一样佢嘅讲法就咁。And it is just as imperfectly reported to us through the data of consciousness as is the external world through the indications of our sensory organs。 咁正如呢我哋现在人嗰个五官，我哋有眼耳口鼻眼可以睇到嘢耳仔可以听到嘢，个鼻可以闻到啲嘢嗰条脷呢 就可以感觉到啲味道。咁但係呢，我哋运用我哋呢个五官能够感受到嗰个外面嘅世界呢，係并唔係一个完全即係唔係个外面嘅世界嘅全部嚟㗎嘛。譬如我哋个眼，我哋睇嘢就有个 frequency 㗎。超过咗某种 frequency 呢，我哋呢就睇唔到嘅，黑得滞啦，即係唔够 energy 啦，咁我哋黑得滞，我哋睇唔到嘢嘅。咁但係光得滞亦都睇唔到嘢，有时我望下太阳，哇，望完之后全部啲嘢呢，一切呢都係白蒙蒙，睇返平常个世界嗰度呢一样睇唔到嘢㗎喎。换句话嚟讲呢，我哋嗰个眼睛佢呢就佢嗰个即係见到个外面个世界嗰、那个即係可用程度呢，就有个 frequency， 有个 limitation 㗎喎。咁同样呢，我哋个耳朵都系呀。我哋只係根据啲科学家嘅研究呢去测试呢，我哋呢只係可以听到呢、这个20到20个Hz 到20000个Hz 即係每秒钟转动20到20000次个 frequency， 个频率嗰度之内嗰啲嘢我哋先听得到喎，之外嗰啲又唔得喎，所以但又同嗰、那个啲蝙蝠唔同啦，蝙蝠可以睇到又听到嗰啲好高频嘅嘢，佢一样可以听得到，但我哋人就唔得啦。咁同样呢，啲狗个鼻就敏感过我哋好多㗎喎，啲狗闻到啲嘢呢，我哋未必闻得到喎。咁所以呢，我哋嗰个五官提供俾我哋关于外面世界嗰啲咁样嘅信息呢，佢就话 imperfectly reported to us through the data of consciousness。咁透过我哋嗰个知觉能够知道外面嘅世界嗰啲咁嘅信息呢，係 imperfectly reported， 并唔係係100%呢就原装奉上㗎，并唔係咁样㗎喎，係一啲非常之唔完美咁样去报告俾我哋嗰个 consciousness， 我哋嗰个知觉听㗎喎。佢同样啊，佢 just as imperfectly reported to us through the data of consciousness, as is the external world through the indication of our sensory organ。正如咧，我哋嗰啲 sensory organ 咧，我哋嗰啲眼耳口鼻啊，并唔能够 fully report 外面个世界俾我哋一样。咁我哋嗰、那个知觉咧，亦都同样咧，唔能够完全理解到我哋喺个 unconscious。我哋嗰个潜意识入面嗰度发生嗰啲事一样。咁所以呢个呢就係佢嗰个一个可以话呢一个喺人类历史入面呢一个惊天动地嘅发现。好啦，咁我讲咗个 unconscious 之后呢，咁 unconscious 呢，咁佢亦都透过嗰个心理分析就推断呢，佢话佢觉得嗰、那个有啲咩喐到我哋嗰、那个嗰、那个我哋个心理活动呢，佢觉得有两大，咁当然啦，即係佢呢就佢讲呢就呢个 Freud 呢，佢係好相信有我哋嘅人呢，即一切我哋个心理活动呢个起源呢都係我哋个身体，即係 biology 呢係控制我哋。所以我哋人嗰个思维嘅活动呢，亦都好大程度并唔能够独立于我哋个身体，并唔能够独立于我哋个生理嘅活动。所以呢就佢有一句呢就讲得好好，佢就话个 true anatomy is destiny。 佢真正Anatomy 呢就是那个身体身体的解剖的身体。True anatomy is destiny。他说如果我们能够了解到我们的身体即是各部分那个不同那个性质，同埋呢一部分同第二个部分之间那些关系，那这些他叫 true anatomy， 真正的解剖。is destiny， 就是我们的命运。换句话来讲， 即係我哋即係嗰個思維嘅活動、情感活動、情緒嘅活動，都係咧由我哋個身體嗰個生理嘅活動咧而控制。咁既然係咁樣，咁佢又睇翻啦。咁根據即係嗰個生物學咧，咁我哋人咧有好多啲basic instinct 啊。basic instinct， 我哋嘅本性咧，我哋嗰个本能咧，本能咧，即系相对于我哋学翻嚟嗰啲嘢，即系我哋唔需要学嘅本能，一生出嚟已经有，生而有之嘅嗰啲本能。我哋例如我要食嘢啊，肚饿要食嘢啊，颈渴啦，要饮啲流质嘅嘢啊。咁我哋个年纪咁上下咧，咁我哋咧就要就需要咧，就会有一个性嘅冲动啊，就想去呢个繁衍下一代啊。咁呢啲系唔需要学嘅，我哋自己本身已经有嘅啊。我哋会啲男性见到女性啊，会某一种嘅反应。女性见到男性咧，亦都有另外一种反应。咁呢啲咧唔使学嘅，生而有之。咁样咁，但系咧，我哋点样满足到呢啲生而有之嘅本能咧？咁咧就佢咧就分呢、这个弗洛伊咧，就从呢个心理分析嘅角度咧，佢觉得咧。我哋人咧有两种大嘅活动嘅方向。佢讲法就系咁样，佢话 we have to distinguish two classes of instinct。我哋人咧，我哋嗰个本能咧，可以分成两大类。One of which the sexual instinct or eros。第一咧就系我哋嗰个性嗰个需要。咁但系当然啦，就呢、这个喺呢度咧，我哋要小心啲啦。当佢话性咧，就唔系纯粹我哋一般理解即系嗰种性即系性行为嗰啲，嗰啲当然都系呢个性嗰个本能嘅一部分。不过咧，但你弗洛伊德佢讲嗰个性咧，佢嗰个范围咧系比我哋一般理解嗰个性嗰个范畴咧系广阔啲嘅。因为我哋一般人咧，我哋觉得性即系大人先有啊，咁但呢个咧就嗰个弗洛伊德咧，并透过佢啲观察啊，同埋佢啲分析啊，佢心理分析咧，发现咧并唔系咁嘅，细路仔都一样咧，都会有啲性欲啊，只系咧个表达嘅方法咧系唔同，即系咁样嘅啫。佢话第一咧，佢话 one of which the sexual instinct or eros， 佢就一个佢就叫个名 eros 系一个。这个古希臘佢一个其中一个神啦，爱神啦 ，Eros， or by far， the more conspicuous and accessible to study。咁佢话呢个我哋嗰个性嗰个本能咧，就系、是、相对嚟讲咧，就比较容易睇到啲 ，and accessible， conspicuous 即系好明显咧 ，accessible 亦都可以透过。我哋嘅认知咧，就可以即系了解嘅。透过我哋嘅accessible study， 我哋研究咧，就可以咧，就系有某一程度嘅理解。The second class of instinct was not so easy to point to。佢但第二种嘅本能咧，佢就冇呢个性咧，即系咁容易咧，就去揾得到出嚟嘅。Well, in the end, we came to recognize。Sadism as its representative。咁我哋点样可以知道啊？点解又有居然咁难？我哋点可以知道即系有呢种咁样嘅本能咧？佢就话我哋就睇到有啲人咧，有啲 sadism 咧，呢个 sadism 咧就系呢个嗰个字咧，就由个 Marquis de Sade 啊 ，Marquis de Sade 咧就系一个法国即系18世纪啊个小说家。同埋一个剧作家，咁佢咧就特别咧关于性嘅描述咧，就讲关于人咧 就喺个性嘅方面，通常我哋人认为啊，性咧就系一啲好愉快嘅经验。咁但系咧，佢咧就将呢个人嗰个性嗰个本能咧，同埋人嘅另外一个本能咧，另外嗰个夹埋一齐嘅本能咧，就系 aggression， 就系讲我哋个 violence， 我哋人咧就有一种侵略性嘅。是一个侵略性咧，系人嘅本能嘅另外一种嚟嘅。咁咧就透过喺呢个好特别嘅性嘅活动啊，嗰啲叫sadomasochism 啊，我哋叫做性虐待啊，中文叫一般嘅译法叫性虐待啦，就将一啲本来系好快乐嘅嘢，亦都加咗一啲 violence， 一啲aggression。一啲侵略性啊嘅 inting 喺入边，咁有啲人咧就中意做嗰、那个侵略人嗰、那个，有啲一个咧就中意被虐待嗰、那个。咁你 sadism 咧 ，sadism 咧就系去去侵略人，即系嗰种嘅行为，就喺性嗰方面咧，譬如有啲人咧即系我哋睇到即系、就是、有啲人咧，佢个性活动嗰度咧。中意用啲鞭啊，用去打对方啊，即系咁样，或者用只手啊打佢啊，或者用啲其他器具去打佢啊，或者用啲其他刑具啊，令到对方咧、啊，就有一种嘅，透过咧去令到对方屈服啊，而得到某一种嘅我哋，即系我哋认为咧系一啲唔正常啊，我哋叫变态。嘅性嘅乐趣，咁而咧，咁当然啦，亦都有另外有啲人咧，佢亦都会好奇怪，佢都会中意即系被人有一种被人虐待嘅感觉，可能咧就系唔知系咪即系有啲人咧，佢根本咧就平时咧就冇人理佢嘅，咁咧就咁咧，所以有人咧即系肯同佢发生性行为咧。佢虽然咧，佢受到好多痛苦，佢都愿意接受，即系咁样，咁啊嗰啲叫 masochism， 即系一种自虐嘅嗰个本能。咁佢话我哋点可以知道？咁根据呢个弗洛伊德咧，佢话点解我哋可以知道？即系有个另外一种嘅 instinct 咧，就系一种被虐，就是、sadism。嗱 ，sadism 咧就系呢个虐待人。那個本能，我哋可以睇到，即係透過發現咗呢種咁嘅行為，咁我哋可以推斷咧，就有另外一啲咁嘅 instinct， 另外一啲咁嘅本性。On the basis of theoretical consideration supported by biology, we put forward the hypothesis of a death instinct。佢話我即係從呢個理論嘅角度去睇，咁而呢啲理論角度咧，亦都 supported by biology， 亦都係我哋透過呢、這個。生物學的觀察啊，亦都有支持嘅。咁佢就覺得話 ，we put forward， 咁我就假設咧，就有個 hypothesis， 一個假設嚟嘅，就有個 death instinct， 人咧唔單止即係有一支叫做即係愛 arrows 咧，通常嚟講愛嘅 instinct 咧，就 death 咧就係死 ，arrows 咧就係生嘅 ，death 咧就死的。呢、這個Eros 咧就系我哋去付出嘅 ，death 咧就我哋去忍受嘅。What the task of which is to lead organic life back into the inanimate state？ 咁佢话呢个 death instinct 佢有咩作用咧？佢就系将一啲 organic life 即系有生命力嘅嘢，将佢咧变翻做。inanimate state， 由生命由一个有生命的状况，就变翻做冇生命的状态。人咧，我哋将自己咧变咗好似 object 咁，变咗一啲物件咁样。物件咧系唔喐嘅，相对咧人咧，我哋有呢、這个active 嘅活动嘅能力。死物咧，嗰啲物件咧。相对来讲当然有些物件都有些活动能力，不但就 generally， 我们当那些物件是 passive 的，不动的，好像石头那样。
But on the other hand, we suppose that Eros aims at complicating life, and at the same time, of course, at preserving it. 咁 Eros 啊點樣咧？佢話佢又假設嗰個愛嗰個 instinct， 佢個目的係乜嘢咧 ？At complicating life and at the same time preserving it， 要將呢個生命咧去複雜化，同時咧就去保留嗰個生命。因為愛咧係向外伸延嘅，而呢個死亡嘅 instinct 咧就向呢、這個將呢個生命咧由複雜變做簡單，變翻做物件。佢 acting in this way， above the instinct would be endeavoring to re-establish a state of things that was disturbed by the emergence of life。咁佢話咁樣，佢話呢兩種嘅唔同嘅本能咧，就會嘗試 endeavoring to re-establish a state of things。会重新即系建立某一种嘅情况系乜嘢咧 ？That was disturbed by the emergence of life， 即系由呢个我哋生命去 emergence of life， 即系出现咗生命有生命嘅活动嘅状况咧，就转翻去另外一个状况。The emergence of life would thus be the cause of the continuance of life。咁由于咧我哋生命不断咧。Emergence 即係好似由一個即係發展咧，冇變有，細變大，慢慢咧就 emergence 好似出現咁樣嚇。咁就呢個生命嘅出現咧 ，would be the cause of the continuance of life。咁就由於我哋有呢種咁嘅 instinct， 所以我哋個生命咧先至得以維持。And also at the same time of the striving towards death。他說所以呢我們如果人有生命呢我們同時受兩種不同的本能呢的驅使的。第一就是愛，第二呢就是死。兩種不同那個目的呢就不同的。And life itself would be a conflict and compromise between these two trends。而我們的生命是什麼呢？人的生命的性質是什麼呢？就是这个生和死，爱和死亡两种那个本能的不断呢相互斗争，有结果就是这样。那么就重要不但只是 conflict， 就是有些斗争有些矛盾 and compromise， 那么要某一程度要做出这个妥协。这个呢就是人的生命的本质，由两种这个本能呢去支配。咁而佢呢佢但是呢就佢透过呢啲咁样嘅心理分析即係去分析佢嗰啲病人嗰啲案例嗰啲 clinical， 嗰啲咁嘅临床嗰个经验。咁佢呢就归纳咗另外一个原则。佢咧就話 ：The psychic development of the individual is a short repetition of the course of the development of the race。咁樣呢啲個別嗰啲人個別嗰啲人，佢個心理個發展咧，佢話 is a short repetition of the course of the development of the race， 就等同咧，即係人類個發展佢一個縮短嘅版本一个从缩短而重复呢个版本，呢、这个就系佢讲。换句话嚟讲咧，即系我哋喺个人身上观察到嗰啲嘢咧，其实咧亦都等于全部人类嗰、那个发展嗰、那个模式发展嘅模式咧，亦都可以喺人类嗰、那个发展模式即系嗰度咧，就系另外一种嘅体现嚟嘅。换句话嚟讲咧，佢讲嗰啲嘢咧。就有啲普遍性，唔係淨係我淨係呢啲病人係咁樣，咁佢可以透過佢觀察佢啲病人咧，就得出一個可以 generalize 可以普遍化嘅原則嚟嘅。
咁另外呢，就佢對於呢、這個一個人一個生命力，咁佢話啊，有啲人呢就個生命力係比較強啲嘅，咁但有啲人個生命力呢就比較弱啲嘅。咁其中有一個佢認為好重要嘅，如果呢即係、就是、一個人個生命力比較強啲嘅，咁、那個人呢佢有一種特徵嘅，咁佢講法就係咁樣。A man like me cannot live without a hobby horse, a consuming passion, in Schiller's word, a tyrant. I have found my tyrant, and in this service I know no limits. My tyrant is psychology. It has always been my distant, beckoning goal, and now, since I have hit upon neurosis, it has comeSo much the nearer。 咁大家，我上次透過呢、這個講呢、這個弗洛伊德嘅生平嗰度，佢對係生命咧有一種熱愛嘅。咁佢生咗六個仔女，佢嘅父親亦都係生咗好多仔女嘅。咁所以佢性慾咧係好強嘅，所以對於呢個生命即係有一種熱愛嘅。咁但佢呢除咗呢個生育之外，咁但我哋睇到呢即係亦都有 example 呢，唔知你大家有冇聽音樂呢，有個喺呢個德國有個非常之出名嘅音樂家係我相信如果有聽古典音樂嗰啲冇人係冇聽過嘅名字，呢、這個就係 Bach， Johann Sebastian Bach。佢作咗一生呢作咗成幾千隻曲，雖然好多呢都係有一部分啲曲目呢都係由另外啲曲目呢就做少少變化咁樣而成，不但無論點都好啦，佢係作咗成幾千隻嗰啲歌嘅。咁佢呢唔作歌嗰時佢點呀，佢就真係生仔，生人13個仔女。咁呢個亦都係一個另外一組 example， 即係話即係當啲人有對生命呢有一種熱愛嗰時呢，佢就會做兩樣嘢，一係就創作。創作即係呢個文藝嘅創作，即係音樂嘅創作，巴哈嗰度。咁如果唔係創作音樂呢，佢就創造啲仔女，就係咁樣。咁呢個弗洛伊德都係咁樣。佢話 ,A man like me cannot live without a hobby horse。 佢話我一定呢就有即係如果冇咗一種我好鍾意嘅嗜好呢，我就唔能夠生活㗎。A consuming passion， 即係一種熱愛 ,consuming。而呢種咁嘅熱愛咧，係可以消耗曬我一切嘅精力嘅。咁佢話 ，In Schiller's work， Schiller 就係一個德國嘅好出名嘅思想家啦，同埋即係 poet 啦。佢話 ，A tyrant， 佢話每個人咧都有佢自己一個暴君嘅，就控制咗佢生活嘅。佢係 found my talent， 佢我都揾到我嗰個暴君係乜嘢。And in this service, I know no limits。咁咧就我成日都睇佢服務嘅。咁睇佢服務嗰時咧 ，I know no limits， 我完全冇任何嘅，即係我會即係冇限制嘅。我會完全奉獻我自己嘅。My talent is psychology。佢話我個 talent 係乜嘢咧？我個暴君係乜嘢？就是、psychology。我對心理學咧非常之有興趣。It has always been my distant beckoning goal。 咁不嬲嘅都係我一個好遙遠成日都去喺度召喚我嗰個目的嚟嘅。And now, since I've hit upon neurosis， 現在呢我而家揾到有啲嘢我有興趣嘅，就係 neurosis， 即係嗰啲人嗰啲心理病。It has come so much the nearer， 所以呢我對於達到呢個目的咧，我係比較接近咗啦。咁所以即係所以呢個咧，亦都係對我哋有某一種嘅啟示。如果我哋想生活得多姿多彩，有意思咧，我哋一定咧每個人咧都要揾翻我哋自己嗰個 talent， 我哋嘅 consuming passion 佢講啊，就 Schiller 嗰個字咧就 talent。佢講 hobby horse consuming passion，
一定呢要有啲嘢我哋好深爱。深爱到呢我哋可以奉献咗我哋自己嘅性命。如果有咁样，咁呢个呢就係可以话，如果从呢个 Maslow 心理学啊，个 positive psychology 嗰度咧，就系呢个最高嘅境界嚟。咁所以一个人如果想达到呢个生命嘅最高嘅境界咧，就一定要有个 passion。咁呢个咧就系呢个弗洛伊德佢生命，亦都系佢自己亲身嘅感觉啊，佢对我哋一种嘅某一种嘅启示。咁但系咧，但系佢对于呢个一般人咧。就弗洛伊德呢，就佢觉得嗰啲普通嗰啲人呢，佢生命係唔夠的，所以佢哋生命呢，佢觉得呢就係冇乜价值嘅。咁佢有其中一句说话呢，就佢曾经讲过佢话 ,In the depths of my heart, I can't help being convinced that my dear fellow men, with a few exceptions, are worthless. 佢喺我内心的深处那里，我不能够阻止我自己非常之 convinced, 有个很强的信念，就是什么呢，就是 my dear fellow man, 我所见到那些人类的同胞 with a few exceptions, 除了有少少有几个那些例外之外 are worthless, 那些人都是那些生没什么价值的。垃圾嚟，咁所以咧就呢、這个咧，我觉得亦都即系好似讲出嚟，好似好衰咁样。不过但系事实上咧，如果我哋观察下我哋周围，事实上咧有生命力强嗰啲人咧，就真系唔多。大部分嗰啲人咧，庸庸碌碌 hea 下 hea 下咁样就过咗一生，就好少咧。即系所以历史上咧，就我哋啲普通人咧。咁鍾意崇拜嗰啲英雄啊偶像就咁解。因为佢哋自己都觉得自己嘅生命呢冇乜价值。咁佢哋要透过呢去将自己同嗰啲比较有生命力嗰啲人有创意嗰啲人拉上某一种嘅关系做咗嗰啲人嗰啲粉丝。咁从而呢希望呢喺佢哋嗰啲光环嗰度呢有少少咧，啲光咧就射翻落佢自己嘅身上，即系咁样。咁咧，但除此之外咧，就呢个弗洛伊德咧，亦都对于呢个人性咧，有另外一个观察。佢就觉得咧，因为当一个人佢独自或者喺啲比较私人嘅场合嗰度，佢个行为嘅表现、思想嘅表现、情绪嘅表现。同埋呢嗰啲人呢就喺好多人面前成大班人面前嗰啲行为呢係有好大嘅唔同。咁呢个呢我哋都可以睇到啦就嗰、那个譬如有时呢啲嗰啲大型嘅集会嗰度睇嗰啲歌迷喺度尖叫咁见到啲偶像喺度尖叫咁但呢啲嘢呢如果佢係私人嗰陣呢佢唔會咁樣大聲咁樣叫喊㗎喎。咁呢有時打波呀咁樣去運動呀。咁我哋呢就嘩嗌到好大聲呀就咁樣為咗自己嗰、那個球隊呀去喝彩呀對方嗰啲呢又喝倒彩呀。咁對敵對啲陣容嗰啲人呢我哋又鄙视佢侮辱佢甚至有时咧就会同对方嗰啲即系两队球队嗰啲粉丝咧就互相殴打都有真系殴打咁但系呢啲咁嘅行为咧，即系如果系个人嗰时咧，佢唔会做咁所以当我哋人咧就一大群人一齐嗰时咧，嗰啲人嗰啲数量咧，就似乎咧有一种化学嘅作用啦，会令到啲人咧就改变咗佢嘅行为嘅模式、思想嘅模式。佢讲法就咁啦。咁阿 Freud 喺呢方面咧，佢又有啲说话讲，佢话 ：If a psychology concerned with exploring the predisposition
the instincts, the motives and aims of an individual man, down to his action and his relation with those who are nearest to him, had completely achieved this task and had cleared up the whole of these matters with their interconnection, it would then suddenly find itself confronted by a new task, which would lie before it unachieved.
佢話如果我哋喺心理學嗰度就 concerned with exploring the predisposition， 咁佢關心係乜嘢呢，就去探索，即係我哋啲人啊有啲咩 predisposition， 有啲咩嘅傾向啊。predisposition 一早即係不說，即係唔需唔係好明顯嘅 imply 嘅隱含嘅嘅某種行為嘅 tendency 嘅傾向 instincts， 我哋明白咗人呢啲 predisposition 嗰啲 instinct， 我哋嗰啲本能 motives， 我哋行為嗰啲動機 aims 行為嘅目的 of an individual man 一個個人一個單獨嘅個人嘅呢方面各方面嘅嘢咧 ，down to this action， 直至到咧就係佢嗰啲。剛才講的 instinct 啊 motives 啊 aims 啊達到了成為了行動了 and his relations with those who are nearest to him， 還有呢就是他跟他最親近那些人那些關係那裡他這個都完成了 had completely achieved his task 做了 and had cleared up the whole of these matters， 那我們了解了這些一切之後呢these matterswith their interconnection， 又睇到呢樣嘢同嗰樣嘢有咩關係 ？instinct 啊，同 motives 啊，同 aims 啊 ，predisposition 啊，有啲咩關係嗰時候咧 ？It would then suddenly find itself confronted by new task。咁我哋就發現，呢啲 study 完啦。咁我哋發現突然間咧發現有個新嘅任務 ，which would lie before it unachieved， 就未曾呢個一啲都未完成嘅。Would be obliged to explain the surprising fact that under a certain condition, this individual whom it had come to understanding thought, felt, and acted in a quite different way from what would have been expected. 咁我哋咧就會發現，一個我哋表面上即係 psychology 已經似乎了解咗嘅人，佢會喺某種情況之下。这个 individual， 这个个人，这个个体 ，we come to understand， thought， 我哋明白佢点样谂嘢，咪明白佢点样 felt， 感觉啊，明白佢点解，有做咗某种行动啊，咁佢咧就会发现佢会用一种完全唔同嘅谂嘢嘅方法，唔同嘅感觉嘅方法，唔同嘅行动嘅方法 ，from what would have been expected。同我哋諗咗應該係咁樣㗎喎，發現啦嗰啲行為同我哋嗰個預期呢就好大差別嘅。And this condition is this insertion into a collection of people。咁呢個係咩 condition 啦，呢種佢頭先佢講啦，就係一種特別嘅情況之下，就啲人會有啲唔同嘅行為，就係乜嘢 ?is insertion into a collection of people， 就係將我哋將呢個人呢擺咗喺一班人入面嗰時呢which has acquired the characteristic of a psychological group。咁如果呢班人呢就成為一個心理上嘅群組嗰時呢，佢啲行為就好唔同啦。What then is a group？ 究竟呢個群組係乜鬼呢 ?How does it acquire the capacity for exercising such a decisive influence over the mental life of the individual？ 咁而呢個群組點樣有咩情況之下會有能力影響到有個 decisive 有個決定性嘅影響到呢個個人佢嗰個 mental life 佢個精神生活啦。And what is the nature of the mental change which it forces upon the individual？ 咁咧就咁佢呢啲係心理上嘅轉變個性質係乜嘢呢，而呢啲嘢呢就會 好似壓迫嗰個個人，令到佢改變嗰個思想、感覺、行動嘅模式。咁所以咁呢個咧就係Freud 覺得人咧就是、我哋個人單獨嗰時咧，同埋我哋喺個群體嗰度嗰個行為、思想、感覺咧係唔同嘅。咁所以後來咧到呢個弗洛伊德咧。後期嗰時咧，佢咧都同意咗，即係用一啲 group therapy 嘅方法，即係成班人一齊，咁咧又呢個咧就係、是、有一種比較節省即係多啲人咧就可以透過大家分享佢個感覺，咁咧而從而了解到原來我種情況都唔係淨係我先有嘅，人哋都有相同嘅感覺喎、哦。咁從而咧對自己嘅行為咧又多咗一啲自己嘅思想啊、行為啊、行動啊、嗰、那個情緒啊，多咗一啲了解。咁呢個咧就係、是、呢、這個弗洛伊德嘅後期嗰時咧，就佢咧就就同意咧，即係就唔再用嗰、那個即係、就是、單對單，即係佢原本咧即係嗰個心理分析咧。就單對單咁樣就對嗰病人咧，就做啲分析嘅。咁但係佢咧就到後期咧，佢都同意咗用一種 group therapy， 有啲可能有一種互動式，就透過成班人有一個導師，咁咧就有個心理分析師，咁咧去引導佢哋將佢哋嗰啲感覺對於人生啊。經常遇到好多種唔同嘅問題，引致佢嗰啲感覺啊，佢啲困擾啊，即係大家攞出嚟分享，咁從而咧令到啲人咧對自己都透過有時自己就將自己啲經驗話俾人聽，有時就聽人哋講佢啲經驗咁自己又加翻佢自己即係嗰啲唔同嗰啲體驗，咁樣從而咧就更加了解人嗰個思想啊、情緒啊。行為啊，點樣運作？咁所以佢呢個咧就係呢個弗洛伊德就佢嗰、那個又對呢、這個人性嘅另外一種嗰個洞見。咁我睇咗啲時間咧，亦都差不多啦。我講呢個第二節咧，我就講到呢度為止。咁下個禮拜咧，其實佢仲有好多好多佢寫咗好多書。你寫就算你揾 Penguin 嗰度有成15部啊，就嗰啲著作，咁咧就嗰、那個 collection 咧都成15部啊，咁所以佢關於人性嘅描述咧真係多不勝數，不過但係冇辦法啦，咁就嗰個時間所限，我就今次咧我講到呢度，下次咧我又再將佢其他關於啲對人性某嘅描述咧，同大家分享。如果有興趣，下次再嚟聽啦，拜拜。